Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, July 22nd, 2022. Today on the Ether, what is the Polygon DAO? A chat with the team hosted by Staken. Let's take a listen.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. Hello and welcome to Staken DAO Talks, where we share insights and experiences with community leaders. My name is Andres. I'll be your host for today. I'm part of the Staken team, connecting communities and helping delegators on their crypto journey. Welcome. Today we have Tommy Olofsson, forgive me if I say it improperly, Ops Lead, and Grendel Markle, the DAO Lead. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Andres.
Thank you.
Great. Well, I'm very excited today. Let's say we start with a simple introduction. It'll be great to know a bit about your background.
Okay, I'll start. So, well, my role in Polygon is DAO lead, meaning that I'm leading the Polygon DAO. And previously, I worked in IT as a developer, as project manager, and also in marketing. Then I had also a blockchain consulting company that started working on NFT marketplaces and PFPs. And I am also part of other DAOs, such as Bankless DAO, Forefront, and many others.
Great, great. And Tommy, are you able to speak?
Yes, of course. I have a background in corporate finance. I used to do business controlling. I was CFO for a short time before falling into the Web3 rabbit hole. Met Grendel at Bankless DAO, and from there got into the Polygon ecosystem, and is now running Ops and Treasury for the Polygon DAO.
Great, great. So Polygon, as you all know, has experienced incredible exponential growth in that last year. From the beginning of 2021, it had 130,000 unique addresses. Today, you have more than 150 million. You have double the daily transaction of Ethereum with over 19,000 dApps built in Polygon. And you just launched your zero-knowledge EVM, another milestone for Ethereum scaling. How is the feeling within the team? I mean, so much things happening. How do you guys feel about all this?
Well, I can tell you that sometimes it's overwhelming. It is so incredible how much is happening in Polygon, in all the ecosystem, but limited Polygon, seeing every single day that something new is happening. So just last days, we had the ZKVM announcement, as you said, in Paris. And before, we had the Disney partnership announcement, the one with many different socials and so on. So, well, and at the same time, the team is growing day by day. So it's really an incredible time to be part of Polygon.
Yeah, I have to agree with Marco. We have so much going, and I think for me, as an old gamer, the game initiatives on the studio side is also equally exciting to the tech advances of the ZKEVM.
Great. So let's start with the most basic question for the audience. So what is a DAO? What is a decentralized, in your words? How would you describe a DAO?
I will start it and then I'll try to make it short. So generally, a DAO is an organization, is an entity, is a group of people that are sharing something and have to provide coordination and governance to share it. And so mostly we have those three words. We have governance, we have coordination, and we have something shared that usually is a treasury. We could say that a multisig is a DAO, because in order to use, to do something with what is in the multisig, you have to find a way to govern and to coordinate with others. In my opinion, right now, DAO is becoming more a generic word, because traditionally, a DAO should have been a decentralized and autonomous organization. So something that would be very unique in how it is composed, even if we see it as a progressive decentralization, a progressive aim to obtain what the three words means together. We can see that right now in the DAO ecosystem, in the DAO environment, DAOs that are actually able to be seen as those three words, so the centralized and autonomous organization, are not so many. That's why I see the word, the term becoming more and more generic. I think that a DAO, in my opinion, is the aim of a group of people that could be a community, could be an entity, could be a company, could be a protocol, and so on, to find the best way to cooperate in a decentralized way and with novel ways to provide governance. Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it all. It's a new organizational form, stems from trying to remove power for those that have to those that do, right? So, and that's a lot of what we're looking at as well, how we go from token governance to some kind of contributor-based governance. And of course, we do this in a kind of social or ecosystem DAO setting where we're not a protocol, but I think that's the most interesting part of DAOs, making the workforce have more power, so to speak.
Great, that's so amazing. And could you share how the Polygon DAO came to be? Because as I understand, it was just created last year. So can you briefly tell us how that went to be?
The Polygon DAO started last September, and we could see it as one of the first real ways of Polygon to decentralize it, to start a decentralization progress, and to show all the communities, all the projects, and so on, how Polygon is seeing the ecosystem. Polygon DAO won't become the face of the ecosystem, is the ecosystem itself. So Polygon DAO is decentralizing, will decentralize more and more in order to make the ecosystem not just as self-sustainable, but also a place where all the players, so individuals, all the communities and all the projects will be able to decide by themselves the growth of the same ecosystem. The DAO started in a centralized way, of course. We can see as, well, most number of DAOs starting in a centralized way. But we are decentralized. We immediately decentralized some of the functions, and we will go on more and more. The big limit that we had before in order to provide a true decentralization was a way to express governance, because we decided not to be token-based. We decided not to be token-based for many different reasons. Even if token-based governance is great for some use cases, as protocols, as products, companies, every single time that you want to represent a token as a share or as a share as a token, then token-based governance is great. But if you're talking about the communities, ecosystems, and so on, then it becomes problematic, because you can see how there is a big detachment between token holders and the actual contributors. And also, well, in the opinion of many, you should not be able to own a community because you are richer than others. And so we worked in order to find the best way to express this governance, and we found it internally. We are now using Polygon ID, that is an identity, a sovereign identity wallet that is based on zero-knowledge cryptographic proofs as governance mean. It means that we moved from I am part of the DAO because I own, to I am part of the DAO because I am and my reputation is X. This is how it started, this is how it's evolving, and how more and more we will be able to evolve.
That's great. We also have here, I believe, Bubbly is also joining us today in the Polygon DAO handle.
Hi, yes. Hi, hello, everyone. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you, Andres, for this opportunity. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome.
Tommy, would you like to add something on how the DAO started with the team that was started just for this purpose?
Yes, sure. For the DAO Genesis team, I can add something to that. Once it was decided that Polygon would do a DAO, and I think Marco was onboarded to lead the DAO initiatives in general on Polygon, they decided to get a team to represent as many different parts of the ecosystem as possible. So it was an open invitation for everybody in the space to apply, and we gathered a team of, I think, around 10 people to bootstrap the DAO, and we got the grant from the Polygon Foundation to do so. And our goal was to make a DAO that represents the ecosystem and not only Polygon, the company itself, to make sure that we can decentralize a lot of functions over time. And I think we started with the grants part in Polygon Village, which is our support system, and we're going to keep moving from there. As Marco mentioned, we're going to start using ID to govern a lot of things in our DAO, which will be the basis for our progressive decentralization. And I think this is going to be a really interesting experiment to see how far we can take the one person, one vote, or one person plus reputational vote within our DAO, and how others can maybe use it as well.
Great. For everybody listening, at the end, we're going to have a short open for questions. And from all the questions, we're going to choose one, and we're going to hand out the giveaway of 50matic. So I was looking, one of the initiatives has been the Polygon DAO Bounty Competition. And I see that you already published a few of the winners. Can you tell us how that is in the spirit of the decentralization of Polygon?
Tommy, would you like to cover it?
Yeah, sure. I guess this is the ID bounty. And this is basically our first test of using Polygon ID within the DAO. So what we decided what to do was to take some of the rewards from our grants pool and push them into a competition where each project can pitch themselves, and then the community vote, kind of a bracket style setup. So every time you have a head-to-head battle, and the winning project is simply the one that gets the most number of people backing them. And this is both to create some usage of the product and to show that it's kind of civil resistance, right? You cannot bot the system. You cannot vote 10 times with 10 wallets or user accounts. It's one vote per person. So we're hoping this will show a basic use case of the ID and its power for the decentralization with civil protection.
So how can users participate in this governance? How can they vote? They obviously have to have their Polygon ID set up, which we'll speak briefly in just a moment. So how can people get involved and contribute to the DAO?
Well, first of all, in order to vote, in order to be able to write proposal and so on, we are starting with a partner, a new platform that is called Grail. We had to do it because, of course, being Polygon ID, a novel way to approach governance, there are no tools that allow us to use it immediately for voting reasons, for governance reasons. So with this platform, with this Grail, we are now able to push questions, we are able to push proposals, we are able to push votes to all the members of the DAO. In order to start working and start collaborating with the Polygon DAO, it is needed just to be part of it. So to land in Discord to talk with all the community managers, we have some of the community managers here in the audience right now, and with them, everyone will be able to understand how some value could be created. Something that is that we are starting right now is also interesting for many of the communities around. We have a bounty board, we have a job board, and more we will act in order to become the point of contact for everyone that is looking for a job in Web3 and all the projects built on Polygon that are looking for devs, project manager, project designers, marketers, and so on. So it's not just a place where you go and you talk to others or you talk to projects and communities and so on, but it's also a place that it will become more and more interesting for everyone to join, because we will do our best to make this environment lively, to make it as the place where people can actually change their lives.
Yeah, there's just so much inside the Polygon DAO that you guys are contributing. I did a short article that I pinned here to highlight a few of those details. So let's go and talk about the Polygon ID. So basically, from what you said, it enables the transition from a token-based DAO to one of identity and reputation, where one human equals one vote, and you can get it on your iPhone or Android. So how do you see this? How do you see this shift from the token-based to the one human, one vote? Do you think this will spread across the different protocols, this type of utility?
Personally, I think that as there are so many different use cases for DAOs and for future DAOs, so many different organizations from communities to businesses that will rely on governance, there will be many different ways to express governance. We think that many of these ways will look for a way to express it using one person, one vote, keeping in mind that there is a big difference between this solution and other solutions as using NFTs. The big difference that with Polygon ID, your identity is always private and secure, and the vote that you will express will be private. So you will be able to express your vote. You will know that you actually voted, but no one will be able to know how you voted. And this is different from using an NFT, or using a token-based model where the wallets can be actually tracked on the blockchain. This is a new way to proceed, and we really think that there are multiple, really hundreds of use cases that will be interested to use Polygon ID as governance means.
Yeah, and I think something to highlight here is that it also kind of moves away from the standard way that DAOs become sustainable in terms of finances, because it won't be selling governance token for the sake of having a membership token or a membership fee. And it would rather be creating something that itself creates a sustainability for a DAO. So it's going to be a harder bootstrap for people to just get started when they can't rely on the governance token, but rather you need to rely on people working to gain reputational power, which they can't really sell. It probably creates a different kind of DAO member in the beginning before the DAO is sustainable, which I find very interesting.
Yes, indeed. The potential is incredible, because from what I've read, you can use it potentially for like birth certificate, driver license, resident permits, etc. It's basically programmable privacy. So let's... go ahead. You were going to say something, Brent?
No, just wanted to say that exactly as you said, it's a sort of programmable privacy, but also a real way where you can actually act in many different environments, many different DAOs, reusing the same reputational claims that you have in one. And as you can use many times reuse the same NFTs, but also in a private and secure way.
Exactly. And I how many votes have you used with the Polygon ID? Because when it launched, I remember I had one. I did one. When is it going to be more open for other votes?
We are working on it in order to start the community piece and the governance piece very soon. The Polygon DAO up to now pushed a lot on the project side of the ecosystem, becoming the biggest powerhouse to support all the projects that are building on Polygon. And of course, it is better to focus on one big piece and make it the best that you can than, working on many different work streams without being able to deliver at your best. So on one side, we delivered Polygon Village. We made it big, and we made it very reliant, and we are expanding it. And now, next month, we will start working more and more on the community side. Up to now, the community is managed by community manager, by many people that are very passionate about it. But what we are going to do now is even bigger, and it will imply the use of Polygon ID. So before proceeding with it, we want to be sure that everything is working correctly, because of course, this is a novel technology and you must test it before going live in a big way. But soon we will be able to express more and more vote.
Fantastic. And now that you mentioned Polygon Village, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that, because from what I've seen is a one-stop shop for developers, where you offer all kinds of support, from the welcome vouchers to grants to the accelerator, recognition, networking, bounties, job boards, which you mentioned. You're creating this space to help grow these builders, and it's amazing. Can you tell us how's that going?
Of course, Tommy, you want to start with it?
Sure. It's going great, I would say. We have had more traction than we hoped in the first months. Our ambition is to be a place where all the builders come and get introduced to Polygon. So the first step into the Polygon ecosystem should be the Polygon DAO. And we want to be able to take them from zero to basically their first seed round or a big accelerator or whatever their step is after they need the DAO support. And I think we have some fun, novel ideas, such as our vouchers program, which is when projects come to us, we can give them credit with one of our big partners, which is great names in the industry. And then we sometimes pay these partners, or it's completely free, but we make sure that our grant money goes where it's supposed to go, if it's to audits or if it's to marketing or whatever they asked for. And we keep that money within the Polygon ecosystem by making sure it ends up with our preferred suppliers, which is, I think, a great way of doing things, both for the projects who doesn't have to research and find quality suppliers, but get connected straight to them by us, and for our ecosystem partners, of course, who get a lot of new customers by enrolling as a partner to the Polygon Village. And we have supported way above 400 projects by now in a few months. So I think we're off to a good start. And our ambition, as you mentioned, is to keep building on this and making sure we can create a large cohort of Polygon DAO alumni and hopefully grow the ecosystem. That's very much.
And on the side of it, as you were saying, we also have the job board and the bounty board. And from the job board, we started an event that will start tomorrow, that is called Job Drops. And it is a virtual event where we will have blockchain devs that will meet virtually online, many different big projects built on Polygon that are looking for devs. So it is not just limited to projects, as I was saying. Projects are the first piece of this big puzzle. Then is coming community, and we are starting this community piece tomorrow with this job drop. Additionally, we have also the visibility and the validation that we go that we give to all the partners, all the projects that we onboard. And the last piece that we are going to start is an evolution of the accelerator idea. We are not starting an accelerator because at the end there are many around, and we are partnering with excellent accelerators. So it is not something that the market is requiring. We are starting a pre-accelerator program. And this pre-acceleration program is called Village Wonders. And it will become the second part of the big support that we are able to provide to the best projects that are building on Polygon.
Yeah, so to build on that, we identify the gap for us. We see the grants landscape kind of changing. Large grants are kind of becoming more and more rare and more dedicated toward public goods funding. So we saw a clear gap in the market between the first small grant and the project ready to get seed funding or get into a large accelerator. And that's why we created the Wonders program that Marco was talking about, which is a pre-accelerator with cohorts of projects which we offer our full support and funding to. So it's going to be really interesting, and I encourage all projects in that stage to make sure to keep an eye out for the Wonders application.
Great. As we mentioned before, there's so much happening within Polygon. I noticed that you just opened up the Village Times. I put a pin on it, which I think is like a newsletter to keep up to date with his updates.
Yes, it's a weekly news letter, kind of a spin-off on, a newspaper where we will talk about what's going on in the Polygon ecosystem and the Polygon DAO specifically. So welcome everybody to read that, and I hope it's very interesting for you.
So what are the prerequisites to apply for these vouchers, grants, and other forms of support? And who can apply for them? Obviously, you have to build on Polygon, but what else?
Yeah, it is very important. Yeah. Well, in order to apply, you have to be an early stage project. So we are not giving grants, we are not giving vouchers and so on to big projects, to established projects. We can give support to everyone, of course, to big projects too. But this Village program is especially studied for early stage projects. There are different criteria that could be found on the website, and everything could be found at the address village.polygon.community. And both for the grants and the vouchers, there are some criteria that should be followed. But at the end, what we are trying to do is to give something to everyone. Something meaning maybe a grant, maybe a voucher, maybe some mentoring, maybe visibility, marketing, or some good advices on how project could actually build, and if they are not able to get a grant or a voucher today, how they can in the future come back and ask again in order to be able to follow all the criteria that we need in order to disburse those grants and vouchers.
That's amazing. And you mentioned the WAGMI jobs, which is a job initiative by Polygon DAO. I think you have over 500 posting of jobs that you have available for people to apply. And I pinned it here that the WAGMI job event, is it going to be virtual like this? Looks pretty fun. I mean, is that how it works?
Yeah, the WAGMI job board is the ecosystem job board, meaning that it's a place where all the projects that are building on Polygon can actually post the roles they are looking for in the space. And at the same time, everyone that would like to find a job in Web3 can post their resume and so on. In order to make it more fun, more engaging, and also to make it more useful, as you are mentioning, tomorrow we will have this WAGMI job drops. It will be a virtual event with a big partner, and there will be this nice 2D world where every blockchain dev that was selected to be part of it will be able to meet all the participants, all the big tier one projects that are looking for a job right now. This is just our first event as this one. In the future, we will have more. Part of them will be virtual. Part of them will be in presence.
Great. And we're going to open up for questions shortly. So feel free to request to speak. And while we wait, I have a question personally that I have wanted to ask you. Like, with so many development and so much happening in the Polygon ecosystem, how can you possibly keep up to date with everything?
Well, personally, I rely a lot on all the other team members because you cannot be able to cover everything 24/7. And because of all the things that everyone is doing, the bandwidth that is available to every one of us to study, to learn more is limited. But because of all the great people that are working with us in the DAO team, in the Polygon DAO, in all Polygon, it becomes easier to understand what it is happening and being able to follow the incredible stream of news of new technologies, new products that are shipped quite every day.
Yeah, it's overwhelming at times. So fun to read about everything that's going on. Looks like we got a couple of people. Josh, if I said it correctly, if you have a question about Polygon DAO, go ahead.
Actually, this is about tomorrow's WAGMI job drops event. Can I ask it here?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so I have applied to this event. And right now it is showing me it is an application is under review, but the event is supposed to be tomorrow itself. So should I still be waiting for an email, or are the applications already done with?
Well, I don't have a proper answer with it for your question because I'm not following directly all the applications. But after this AMA, I will ask the team to let everyone know if they were able to be part of it or not. So to reply to everyone that applied.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Yash. The Ray, part of the team here at Staking. Well,
what's
we
up, everybody?
People,
happy Friday, DM. All right.
Well, GM, Andrew, right.
First of all, thank you for putting this up, and thank you for the Polygon DAO team for coming in and let us know all those exciting things happening in the ecosystem. It's not I don't have like a question per se, but I don't know. Anybody from the Polygon DAO team, feel free just to answer. You know, with the rise of in the focus working towards interoperability between different blockchains, you have the Cosmos ecosystem, you have Polkadot with its own version of the intercommunication, you have also Avalanche and more. I just want to hear your thoughts about interoperability and what does that mean to you?
I mean, to me, it basically means that you should be able to kind of pick and choose from open source platforms and make sure that you have the solutions that's best for you, and those solutions should be able to work with the other solutions or the other chains for that matter. So I think it's a multi-chain connected world with chains basically built on the things that make them perform their specialized tasks, and then you will have the main ones for, you know, Ethereum, and that will be the kind of security and settlement layer for it all.
Got it. I agree on that. Yeah, definitely in the future, it's multi-chain. People will go to whatever app they need to perform X task. And, you know, there's going to be different blockchains, one for a store of value, ones to develop on top of, ones for privacy and more, right? Any plans on Polygon that you can expand on interoperability, maybe?
Well, from the Polygon DAO perspective, we value a lot talking with everyone. So we have many discussions with other chains on governance, on community, on DAOs, and so on. And we value those conversations a lot, because at the end, the development that we are having in this space is something that can go faster and even better if there are more participants to the discussion. On the technology side, I agree that the future seems multi-chain. And this is, what, in my opinion, because every single chain will have one or more use cases, and most of the dApps will rely on those chains for those use cases. In order to go
what I'm doing is taking, basically have to take care of all the networks that we are validating in the Cosmos ecosystem. But, you know, thanks, Andrew, that he's covering about Polygon, I'm learning lots of stuff that I didn't know about. So looking forward to see your development, guys, and thank you for coming to the spaces.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting us, and have a great evening or day.
Looks like we have another person requesting here. Think Decade, do you have a question about the Polygon DAO? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Great spaces. Thank you for the awesome info and coverage. Well, I was going to ask a very, very plebby question concerning the Polygon ID. And I think that it's a defining point in the crypto ecosystem in terms of how it applies to governance and privacy and IDs. I think the narrative has, in general, has been about its potential and all of the awesome stuff that it can potentially do. I mean, I was wondering if there can be a very brief overview on potential attacks, because we know in the crypto ecosystem, I mean, once systems are built, there is a constant attack on those systems. What are the potential attack vectors? And if I have a Polygon ID or any sort of decentralized ID system and it's attacked, what would be some of the potential consequences, right? Thank you.
Tommy, want you cover the question?
I kind of broke up. Can you shortly repeat? I got the beginning, but I didn't get the back.
Yeah, I'm trying to get an overview of some of the potential attack vectors for the ID system. And if it's compromised, what would be some of the potential consequences that it can be used for, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure where the people to actually ask about the underlying security of IT. We all have seen the breach hacks, so we, of course, know about those. We have a lot of discussions going on, you know, how secure is something like Polygon. We had the Matic hack event, or the adjustment of Matic back in January, I think it was. So there's, of course, a lot of potential issues in the blockchain space still to solve. I think people are working super hard. I think the general layers are pretty safe, and you know, attacks on other parts of the infrastructure shouldn't be able to put your funds at risk, basically. So I think there might be a lot of user pain, but you should be able to, you know, maintain the ownership of your tokens unless something really bad happens on some of the layers.
But anyway, regarding Polygon ID, there is not direct control of tokens or NFTs and so on, at least not now. And it is more about the possible security of the reputational claims. Well, Polygon ID is pretty secured already, and it is built on an infrastructure that is separated from the main wallet structure as we know it, on Ethereum, on any EVM compatible blockchain. The kind of security that could be affected could be on the reputational layer, meaning all the claims that are issued by third parties, because this layer of claims is permissionless, meaning that everyone could, of course, could issue, can issue a reputational claim about someone else. What it will be, in my opinion, very important is to be able to distinguish reputable parties from non-reputable parties. For example, the Polygon DAO is already issuing claims about being part of the DAO, as well as many other DAOs will do, organizations and so on. But everyone will be able to issue those claims. And it will be the market, in my opinion, the environment, that will be able to build the necessary tools to create some kind of distinction between the most reputable parties that are issuing claims and others. And I think that we will have many different partners that maybe now are aggregators and so on that will play this part.
Thank you, Grandel. I think that's also an answer.
Thank you, and it's always great to have to talk to someone from Bankless DAO.
Thank you for your question, sir. If anybody else has any other question, remember that for the best question, you get 50matic. So while we wait, I'd like to ask you one more question. What are you hoping that would happen in the DAO space the next 5 years? We heard so many potential applications, be it IDs or passports, perhaps. I don't know. And what are you personally hoping that will happen?
5 years, well, that's a super long time in Web3. But I mean, I think we will push ownership back to the persons, or privacy back into the hands of the users, instead of having them aggregated to large Web2 companies who completely own and track your data. So I think people will become much more aware of privacy and the benefits of the blockchain technology. And with this, I think we'll see hopefully a new way to work together, as we've been alluding to, with DAOs, and putting more of the value output per worker back in the hands of those workers, for them to find people that they align with on a more philosophical level and produce great shit, basically. So I hope that that happens over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I agree with Tommy. At the end, we work for, and we aim for, and we hope for the DAO space to be able to transmit some of the ethos, some of the topics, some of the technologies that we, every one of us is working on right now, to give back to individuals, to be sure to build a better, more secure, more private, but also more, well, more free environment and ecosystem.
Yeah, that's true. 5 years can be a long time in this space. It almost seems like 2 weeks is a long time.
It is.
So well, yeah. So while we wait for any other question, let's see if we can ask another one here. When somebody asks you, like in person or in events, like it's not familiar with what a DAO is, like what is your short answer like to those kind of people, and exactly the Polygon DAO and that kind of thing?
Well, given the fact that me and Tommy give a similar answer before, maybe we can ask Vanita. Vanita, we would like to answer this.
All right. A statement about one thing, or a statement about Polygon DAO is, I think it's all about community. It's all about supporting the ecosystem beyond Polygon. I mean, yes, of course, we are looking at the dApps built on Polygon, but yes, the crypto community as well. So I would say it's more about, you know, connecting the community and also supporting the dApps to flourish in this amazing Web3 space.
Great. And would you say that the Polygon ID, and maybe, I think Tommy, you mentioned Polygon Studio, is this something that is going to be using it?
Yes. I think everything is going to use some kind of identity layer to make sure that once they create a DAO layer, they can ensure that there's not tens of millions of bots out there trying to take advantage. And I think hopefully it also becomes more common in terms of retroactive airdrops. I see, or we see, a lot of people doing what Pop did when they did the airdrop. They spend several weeks trying to clear out the non-human wallets or the wallets represented, or you know, one human with 10 wallets. So I think that's an interesting way to use ID, basically to make sure that you get an airdrop, you prove that you're one person, one wallet, otherwise you don't get the airdrop. That's a simple use case. And the same for gaming DAOs, of course. You have one account per one gamer, and then you use that to make sure that they don't take advantage.
Great. We got another question here from Cryptopedias. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Great. Thank you, Andres. Hi to the whole Polygon team. Thank you for coming to the space. I've been learning a lot. Wanted to ask specifically about, we know how DAOs at times have been victim to like attacks and even through the members itself. DAOs have, let's say, sometimes broken the decentralization aspect about sovereignty of wallets, let's say. Wanted to know if you guys have any measures implemented within the DAO about regarding those topics. For example, don't know if you know, but in Juno, Prop 16, they managed to seize a wallet.
Additional question? Should we move on?
Hmm?
I think, Mark, you might also have some place to be in 5 minutes or so. So I think we should probably look to wrap this up.
Well, in order to give you an answer to how we are working on this aspect. So first of all, as we mentioned, we decided not to be token-based. Not being token-based at the end means that you cannot just have more tokens to push your decision, your own decisions on the governance side. It becomes more complex if the vote is one hand, one vote. And at the same time, we are working in order to grow a community on the educational side, meaning that we know that most of DAOs are doing the same. We are part of many DAOs. Every one of us is part of many DAOs, and education is always one of the most important issues. But we know, as you were saying, that sometimes that there are those kind of attacks. Using novel governance based on identity, a private and secured identity, for us is a good way to break this detachment. Well, then to recombine the will of the community with the well-being of the DAO itself. It is true that at the end, even during democratic elections, some bad decision could be taken. This is in the normal history of each country. But at least it will be harder. It will be harder because at the end, anyone will be allowed just to use its own richness or its own big bag of tokens and so on to overcome on the decision of the majority.
Thank you, sir. And if you have any last words to say before we wrap this up, please go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for hosting us. I would like to thank you for all the kind words and all the questions and everyone that had the patience to listen to us. We as DAO team, we as Polygon DAO want to be part of the ecosystem, and the DAO is representing the ecosystem. So everyone that is building, living on Polygon is more than welcome to be part of it. And we really would like to welcome you and your projects and everything that you would like to build on Polygon and the Polygon DAO. So, well, we really extend this this wish to everyone that is on the DAO team and on Polygon, because we want to build together a better future.
Thank you. Thank you. And for the listeners here, if you need any advice, or not advice, none of this is financial advice, obviously. But if you need any assistance, feel free to reach out to us on our Discord, Telegram, or DMs. Thank you everybody for joining us, and we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for the Polygon team, Polygon DAO team, for joining us.
Thank you everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone. Thank you, Andres. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was What is the Polygon DAO? A chat with the team hosted by Staken. Recorded on Friday, July 22nd, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Get into the shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead. Or put it in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building. And the blocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.